What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to What Girl and
her mother-in-law.
Happy
fucking
Thursday. Oh, thank you for the assist. I needed that.
Only because I just edited yesterday.
For Monday.
Yeah. It's like, I remember here on Monday. So it's Thursday.
That makes sense. Well. Hi, everyone. Happy Thursday. I hope you're having a lovely week. Welcome back to Ogmil. Geraldine, what are you grateful for today?
Well, I am grateful for my new eye doctor.
She loves the doctors.
I do. I love my doctor. He
tell me.
What happened? Because you know I've been having problems. I know I've mentioned it on here between your freaking mouth and my eye. But I have just getting better,
by the way.
So is my eye now that I went to the doctor yesterday.
I didn't go to this
but I went to the doctor because for the last since July 19th, I woke up and I was like, oh my God, my eye looks droopy. And God forbid. I mean, I know I shouldn't joke about it, but I remember saying to Aaliyah, look, it almost looks like I'm having a stroke.
Oh, no.
Didn't pay any attention to it. I'm like, oh, slept on it wrong, right. Puffy, whatever. Right. Didn't pay attention to it, but it hasn't gone away since.
Okay.
And like a few days later, I started having this feeling like there's a fucking hair.
Yes, you're telling me about
in
this.
In my eye. So I've been having to wear my contacts a lot more. Like I've literally, until I go to bed, had my contacts in my eyeballs because as soon as I take it out, I have that sensation.
Right. It creates like a barrier between your lid.
Correct. Okay. So I didn't know if I scratched my eye. I didn't know if there was hair, but she's looked, Ever's looked, lights, magnifying glasses, you name it, for almost a month now. Right. Everybody's been looking for hairs in my eyes.
I'm so invested.
So when I go to sleep at night, I take out my contact and I actually have to pull my lids away from my eyeball until I fall asleep. Isn't that like pathetic, guys? So sad. Anyway, it's been a struggle. The struggle's been real.
I think finally we told them about this. We talked about it on the podcast.
I think we did.
Yeah.
But So I go to the doctor yesterday and Aaliyah said, and she has pictures. She's like, Ma, you have all these little tiny baby gray hairs in your eye. Gray. My eyelashes are turning gray, guys. She goes, but they're growing the wrong way. Sure enough, yesterday, the eye doctor plucks.
That's what Aaliyah wanted. You said, why don't you do it with a tweezer? And she was like, no, it's going to hurt.
Right. So she cut the big one, but they were so fine. So he plucks 8 eyelashes that are now growing the wrong way all of a sudden, right? So then he does a comprehensive exam. I mean, he's really looking at my eye, checking out the health of my eye, and my eyes are not healthy, which I knew that.
Right.
But so he's talking about, like, did anybody ever talk to you about glaucoma? And I'm like, yeah. And he said, well, unfortunately, I don't have any previous images to compare it to, so I don't know if it's gotten worse or better or whatever. He goes, but you're definitely, like, anything over 40% of the optic nerve, whatever. I don't know. Talk to me in English, guy. But so I was a little stressed out. He's going to keep an eye on me. And he's like, come back in a week and we'll check out where I pulled the lashes. He gave me eye drops. He said, they're going to keep growing back. You're going to have to keep coming back and getting them pulled. Okay, fine. Come back next week. Okay, fine. And he goes, and then I'm going to want to see you every 3 months. A, to do the eyelashes. B, to keep an eye on your nerve in your eye. Great.
Only you have to go to the fucking eye doctor every 3 months to get your eyelashes plucked. Never in my life have I heard of such a thing.
Neither have I. And it's all of a sudden. I've never had this issue before. So then he says, how long has your eye been droopy? And I'm like, actually, a few days before I noticed the hair.
Okay.
And he said, droopy eye is very often associated with something with the brain. So he goes, I'm not waiting until next week. You have to come in again tomorrow morning. So he's doing a ton of other eye tests because he had already dilated my eyes, so he couldn't do certain tests, but I have to go back as soon as we're done for him to go do more tests to make sure that it's not being caused. Like, he needs to find the root of the cause of why my right eye is droopy, because if not, he said I need to go immediately and go get a brain MRI.
Oh my God.
So here I am joking about,
why does he have to make it
like
so?
Like, I'm having a stroke. And now I'm like, oh, well. I mean, I know I'm not, obviously, because this is like a month ago.
Right.
But I'm like, only my fucking luck.
I swear. But that's what I'm saying. Only you.
Only me.
What the fuck?
Only me. He did say that there is a, they could do like, sort of, I guess, like a laser hair removal
on that.
But he said he doesn't think my insurance will cover it.
Okay.
So I'll just have to go laser back every few months.
Laser hair removal on your eye?
I know. Ugh. I know. But maybe.
You can't pluck them yourself?
Oh, no. I can't even see them. They were so fine. Like, Aaliyah got the one that she saw.
He's
got
to go in with, like, a magnifying
thing. Yeah, he's gone. Yeah, I mean, the machine was, like, an inch away from my face, and then he had, like, the big-ass long tweezers, and...
Oh, okay. That's terrifying. Terrifying. I hate eye stuff, because you can't close your eyes.
Terrifying. Terrifying. And that's... And, yeah.
Jesus
and I said
Christ.
To him, listen, I know I've been having a freaking problem, because I've been saying my vision's getting worse, and, like, my right eye... I noticed, like, I could see, like, my eyelash. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could see my eyelashes. Like, they're in the way. Mm-hmm. So I know, like, it's different than it's normally been. So I'm hoping that whatever is causing my eye, my droopy eye, is also causing my eyelashes to turn inward. And maybe he'll be able to fix it all. Because he also said if it doesn't clear up and it gets worse, I'd actually need surgery where they cut here and like
come on,
pull it out.
Come on.
But I am sure everything will be fine.
I think it'll
I'll
be
I'll get
fine
peace
too.
Of mind today. And then I'll be all happy hunky-dory, you know.
I think he's playing on the safe side, which is good.
Yes.
Because with your back, you were like, oh, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine.
Exactly.
So now this time, I'm glad you're going the very next day.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have a choice, really.
He was like, you're coming back.
He's like, I need you here tomorrow. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Man.
So that's that.
Eye doctors.
Yeah.
Love them.
He didn't even want me wearing my contacts, but I can't read without them. So I'm like, it's okay. It feels better. You know? Like, it's not bothering me. It's amazing when you pluck all those fucking 8 hairs out of your eye. Eight of them growing inward towards my eyeball. So they were rubbing on my freaking eyeball.
I definitely have eyelashes that grow the wrong way, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's a common thing.
Yeah.
But I've never fucking had
it. But I don't feel them like that.
Oh, God. I hope you don't ever. Maybe that's why your eyes always water. Maybe you do feel them very slightly.
That's so true.
Maybe ever so slightly.
We should look at my eyes with a magnifying glass and see if there's ones that are growing the wrong way. The ones on the top, like, when I'm doing my makeup, they're, like, looking all honky-dory. But I'll just, like, when I curl them, I'll try to, like, get them in there. And, like, try to train them to go the other way.
Stupid hairs.
That's such a weird
problem.
Stupid hairs. It's so interesting.
And then as he's telling me, because as he's examining my eyes, another guy comes in. And he's just, like, talking medical terms. Mm. So he's talking all these medical terms. He finishes. And I'm like, all right, tell me in English. What were all those medical terms? He's like, ptosis, which I think that's how you call it, which is the droopy eye. Mm. And then, I don't know, like, he's like, find out if I need a written consent or a verbal consent. And I'm like, what the fuck is about to happen? And it was just to pluck the eyes, but the hair, but the medical term for plucking eyelash hairs was...
Like, some, like, fancy crazy
like
shit.
Epi something tosis.
Oh, my God. It's like can't you just call it tweezing the lashes?
Yeah. So I said to him, I'm like, all right, tell me in English now. He's like, basically, I'm going to tweeze your eyelashes that are bothering your cornea. And, yeah. I said, okay.
That
sounds
so
great.
That is so funny. I wonder how many people they have coming in, like, on average to do that.
I'm going
to
ask him today, actually.
You should.
How often does
this happen?
Do you clear people's...
Like, how often do eye doctors spend plucking people's eyelashes out of their eyeballs?
Do you have to go to aestheticians?
Aesthetician? That's what I'm saying. It doesn't seem like a job for an eye doctor, but it's funny that that's part of their job.
And literally, he's like, every 3 months. Plus, he wants to watch my nerve, my optic nerve, so...
So every 3 months, you're going to get irritated again?
Well, hopefully he'll pull them before it starts irritating me.
Word.
But also, everything on me is growing like, I did notice that lately.
It's growing more?
Are everything
you taking a different vitamin?
My hair, I am not.
Huh.
But my hair has been growing. Like, I keep dyeing my hair and
it's like a good
so
and bad
gray.
Problem because you have healthy stuff.
But maybe that's why all of a sudden my
eyelids.
Are
you sure you're not taking
a vitamin? No. I mean, take my
any new like
no and I've wanted to try the Nutrafol and I haven't. I took the container out and I put it on my vitamin thing, but I haven't started it because it's like I think 4 a day. I took enough vitamins, so I was like, let me just wait a little bit. But I even said to Aaliyah, like, my nails are growing like crazy, my hair's growing so much, so I guess that's why.
That's like people would want that.
Like, I'm literally,
but it's,
like,
annoying you.
But why all of a sudden are my freaking eyelashes growing into my eyeball? But now it makes sense because it's all teeny tiny little baby ones. So I'm a hairy bitch.
Maybe you're...
I'm a hairy bitch.
Maybe your skin, like, is good in, like, the moist weather and, like, the heat. And it, like, opens up your follicles and your stuff grows more.
Yeah, sounds
great.
That's
an Alyssa theory. Zane calls when I say stupid random shit. He's like, that's an Alyssa theory.
No, I mean, listen, it could be. Like, when you go in the shower, your pores, everything else right. opens up, so it could be the weather.
Right.
Yes.
It opens you up, and now your shit's growing more. Let's pay attention in the winter.
Yeah.
Or maybe you just magically are getting more hair and healthier nails. And it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting topic.
I mean, my nails have been growing ridiculous.
Like crazy?
Like ridiculous. You know, the hair, I break one and then I gotta like cut them all off because I hate that look, you know? And it's like, I realized before long, it's all long again. I'm like, what the hell?
Huh.
Huh.
Very interesting. Maybe something you're eating. Cherries? Do cherries make your hair grow? And are they healthy for your skin and nails?
Can you fucking imagine?
You never know.
I mean, I know they're loaded with like antioxidants.
Right. Sorry. Yeah, no, there's certain things that are like,
she
good
made me
for your
spit
hair,
water
skin,
all
nails.
Over.
I'm just so funny.
It's
what
like
can
up
I
my
say?
Fucking nose.
Clementines? Mm. I don't know.
Mm.
Cherries is something new, though. That's interesting.
It
wonder
is.
If cherries help grow. She's Googling now.
Of course I'm Googling.
Do cherries help your hair and nails and skin? Your skin and nails grow.
Well, the number six of cherry things is hair strengthening. Vitamin C in cherries helps strengthen hair follicles and prevents breakage from the roots.
Hmm.
Hair also gets nourished and is less likely to split. Damn fucking cherries. Paying all that money for cherries to have my eyelashes grow the wrong way.
Now I gotta dye my hair more. I gotta clip my nails.
God. That $21 is becoming really expensive.
Have you bought more?
No, I was so tempted the other day, and I was like, control your spending, Jerry. And then I came home, and I'm like, you know, I almost bought cherries today, and everyone looked at me like, bitch, why didn't you?
He's like, now we don't have cherries.
Oh, man, but yeah, maybe I'll stop and get cherries tonight. He was kind of upset that I didn't get them.
Oh, well.
All right, anyway, yeah, so that's my drama, so gonna go today. He's gonna make sure that my hair follicles, where he just yank the hair out, look good, and then just do a couple more tests to make sure it's just my eye and nothing more.
Right.
And then I'll just have a every three month a little affair with him, you know? And that's
so
it.
Funny.
So what's new with you, Lisa?
I just did the laugh.
Guys. I was editing and I heard this noise. And every now and then, listen, it's... Lately, I feel like it's always something. Like, we always have an issue with the recording, and it's something. And I hear this noise, and I literally thought it was, like the wire, like, something internal in the computer. And I send it to Zane and Liz, and Zane's like, I don't know. And Liz is like, oh, that's my laugh. Your laugh. I still don't hear it. Like, she just played it to me before we started, and I still don't hear it as a laugh. I hear it as, it sounds like somebody's getting, you know my little thing upstairs for Halloween, where you put the lever down, and it's like somebody's getting electrocuted?
Sure.
Oh my God, Alyssa, you don't. Anyway, that's what it sounds like to me. Like,
I've never seen that one. I know a lot of your Halloween pieces, but I've never seen that one.
Oh.
Yeah. I was just showing somebody yesterday your Halloween stuff. She was loving it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Aw. But yeah, it sounds to me like electric. And it was apparently Alyssa's laugh.
It was me going. That's how I was
laughing. I'm so curious.
Like, I was chuckling.
I'm curious today to listen to that and see if it sounds electric. All right. Anyway, whatever, guys. Also, the whole 2 he's a 10 and 10 he's a 2. I had no idea. It was based on looks. So
obviously neither did I. We did the whole episode, so don't just blame yourself. Also, like, there's no rules. That's how we played it. Who cares?
We made up our own shit.
Yeah, who gives a shit? I did that. I would play that game so totally differently, because if he's a 2 in my eyes and I'm not physically attracted to him, then that would change the whole thing. You have to have a physical attraction to your partner.
Well, you can have a physical attraction to somebody who's a 2, because maybe he's a 2 in other
like,
people's eyes.
Why is he
maybe
a 2? Like, yeah, like, Depends. If I look at them and I'm like, I'm not physically, like, I don't even want to, like, touch you because I'm not attracted to you, then, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then, like, that changes the whole thing. That wouldn't even be a fun episode. I guess that's why
we're being, like, I guess that's why people are pointing it out to us.
Or yeah, me, I just made it automatically, they're your type, and they're this but that.
No, apparently we were wrong.
Oh, well,
if somebody's a two in looks, and then...
If he's a two in looks, then he's not for me.
See, I don't care about looks, so...
Yeah, you say that.
No, I do. I mean... I do mean it. I say it, but I mean it. I don't give a shit.
If you don't like what they look like and you don't have a physical sexual attraction and like a, what's the word that I'm looking for? I guess like a sexual attraction and like you're not physically attracted to them, then like that's hard to break. You're not attracted to every single person.
No, you're not.
Right.
But I also don't think looks are important.
I'm not saying like a type.
We can agree to we've always differed with this. We can agree to disagree.
Yeah, you have to be physically attracted to somebody.
Yeah, no.
You can have a broad type, say, yeah, I'm physically attracted to a lot of people, but saying like it doesn't matter at all, I think that's false.
Well, I wouldn't go into a relationship or pursue somebody if I wasn't at all attracted to them.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but
that's exactly what I'm saying. You can have a broad type and be like, no, looks don't matter. I'm attracted to a whole bunch of different people.
True.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But I also, like, yeah.
If you walk up to somebody and they're just, like, icky, they got, like, greasy hair, nasty teeth, and you don't like the way they dress and the way they carry themselves, and you don't like the way they look, you're probably not going to approach them and be physically attracted to them.
No, but if I got to know them differently, say if we worked together... And I didn't look at him and be like, oh, he's handsome. If I worked with him and got to know him and thought he was a wonderful guy, that grows.
Yes.
Very easily for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think there's a boundary. For sure. Like, you would look at somebody and be like, oh, no.
I don't know.
I disagree.
I don't know, Liz. We
there's got to be a boundary at some point. There's got to be. You gotta be like, oh, no, that's not my type.
I don't know, because I don't have a type, clearly. Everyone in my past is completely different.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, I can't say I have a type. I just like good people.
I love it. I love that you're trying to be like, oh, everybody, it doesn't matter at all. Like, I love that about you. But I think that there's gotta be a line that crosses where you're like, ooh, no.
I'm sure there is.
Right, and that's like, all. That's the only point that I'm trying to make.
I'm sure there is, but like I said, I mean, if there's somebody that's like not very attractive, but I got to meet them on a deeper level, to me, a deeper connection is worth more than an outward 100% appearance.
Agree.
And I think
personality can change somebody's physical appearance. Correct. Yes.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. Thanks.
Yes. I agree. Yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I agree with you.
But it's not necessarily if somebody is like super not attractive at all.
Right.
And I got to know them and they were great and wonderful, then I would find the attractiveness in them, you know?
To maybe be a best friend, but I don't know if you could get on that deeper level.
See, I think I could. I have.
You want to test it?
No, I'm married.
I'm gonna put 10 men in front of you.
I'm happily and then married. We'll see. I am very happily married.
No, I agree with you. I'm just trying to say I do think that there would be a line.
I also think because I am not and have never been the beautiful, popular type that I also...
Like, you're not beautiful and popular.
No, I'm really
all of
not.
The Ogmel
but
fan would disagree.
No, but you know, do you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, okay, for example, like watching Love Island, mm-hmm. right? They all are absolutely stunning, gorgeous, perfect bodies, all of that kind of stuff, right?
Which is a problem with the show.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So in my eyes, when I see he's a 10 but or he's a 2 but, it's all based on just that. Like, it's very vain. But I understand the concept of it. Like, it's just like a
I didn't think
thing.
Of the game that way. I obviously played it wrong,
Either
I guess.
Did I. So now that I see it that way, I was like, eh. Like, I'd rather base it on personality than luck.
I wouldn't have played the game.
Because, yeah, Okay. Okay, yeah, so we agree
on
that.
I do. No, that's what I'm trying... That's why I'm trying to dive deep and explain it to you, because I do agree. Like, I do think that, like... It's like saying, like, a girl that's a bitch can be gorgeous, but she's ugly, because she's a bitch.
Right. And that's what I feel. I feel like we're almost doing what we women dislike. Like, why should we be judged solely on the outside or let all our good qualities go to waste? Just like what you said, holy shit, I'm having a hard time with words. But if you're a great, wonderful person and you're not a 10 on the outside,
yeah,
people look the other way. And I feel like a lot
romantically, I'd be friends. But if I can't get on that romantic, sexual level.
I'm saying men. Like, men to women, I think, are attracted.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I feel like us women are like, hey, we're more than this.
You don't want to do a double standard. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, Alyssa. Thank you. Okay.
We're unpacking. We're unpacking the suitcase slowly. Man. Yeah,
you
no.
know, whatever. What words?
Yeah. There's somebody for everybody.
Yes, there is.
So, to each their own.
And everybody's beautiful. Everybody's got beautiful things about them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agree.
Perfect.
The fuck just happened?
I don't know.
No, that was a good conversation, I think. Whatever. If we played the game wrong, it doesn't really matter. I wouldn't have played it if it was about looks anyway, because it's like, what is considered a two? Everybody's two is different.
That's my point.
To me, I picture like a guy with like nasty, greasy hair and like bad teeth and like... just like not attractive, mm-hmm. but like that's like my perspective,
right? Because it's like the last episode when we were talking about like he drives a lifted truck and wears cowboy boots, and me and you were like,
right?
But that to a lot of people is like, ooh.
But you could also put 10 men that wear cowboy boots and drive a lifted truck next to each other, and it would be all different walks of life.
A 1,000,000,000% agree with you.
You know?
That's exactly, yes. That's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah. Yeah.
Listen. I'm just being realistic, okay?
Yeah.
And I think that, like, yes, a guy can be a two and be a great person, so nice, so kind, such a nice guy, and then we can be best friends. But then I probably wouldn't get to that level. That's all.
Yeah.
That's my point. It doesn't make him like a bad person just because I don't want to date him.
Right.
It's just a preference.
Right.
And we're all allowed to have a preference.
Exactly. Preference.
Okay. Great.
There we go.
We are agreeing to agree instead of agreeing to disagree.
Right.
Okay. Great.
Or agreeing to disagree.
We're agreeing,
yes. Everybody has their own preference. That's the whole point. So, yes, we agree on that.
Okay. Anyways, what am I grateful for? I'm grateful for my cats. Because let me tell you something. My friend's dog passed, and I was standing with her, and she was talking to me about it, and I was hysterical crying. It was awful. It was awful. And every time I think about one of my cats, I start crying too. And I can't even imagine. And so I'm so grateful that they're all here. And I'm grateful that I have cats because they live so damn long. And Bella's 11, so she's got a good amount of time left. Fucking Benji's 4 and Bailey's like 2. So I'm like, they are going to be here for a while. But oh my God. Talking to her about it was awful. She was strong though.
I'm sorry for your friend's puppy loss.
You know how old he was?
How old?
16. Aww. So she's like, you know what? He lived a really good life. He was looking at me like, Ma, it's time for me to go. He had like a, I don't know what it was called. It wasn't a tumor, but it was like something on his like butt, on his butthole. And he like couldn't use a bathroom and his like legs were giving out. Like it was just, he was like looking at her like, I'm suffering.
I think it's, I don't want to say easier because that's not the right word. No. But I think it's... when somebody's suffering, someone, something, some puppy, some dog, some cat, whatever, someone you love, something you love, it does make it a little easier because you don't want them to stay suffering. Yeah. You know, you want to put them out of their suffering, you know.
And she felt like, you know, she's like, I don't believe in it, but, you know, it had to be. He was living an awful life at that point, and he lived a very good life. Like, she was like, she would always be like, oh, that's my baby. I need to go home to my baby. Like, she would, like, hand feed him. Like, that was, like, her child. You know, she's like, that leaves me at peace knowing, like, I gave him the best life that he could ever get.
Right.
And, like, you know, now they come to the house and he could, like,
wow,
you know, be in the comfort of his own home. It was, like, you know, peaceful. She's like, I felt, like, at peace. You know, I felt, like, better almost. And I was like, you're stronger than I am because she's like, well, my husband is awful, but. I'm like, I literally, it was like every time she like talked about it, I was like, I can't. It was so sad. But like, I get it. Like, I get that, like, you know, they're suffering. So it's like, it's almost like it feels better that it was their time. Lived a good run. 16 years for a dog.
I was afraid you were going to say a much younger thing.
I know. Yeah.
And I was like, oh God, don't let her say like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful for my cats because I love them and I'm so glad that they're all still in my life. And Lord bless when something happens because I'm going to need to go down too because it's not going to be pretty. I literally, we talked about it and then I was walking to my car into the parking lot crying to my car. Crying in my car.
See, and that's exactly why I cry on this episode or on this podcast all the time because I feel like it's so relatable when people talk about death or their sick mom or their sick dad or this happened or that happened. That's why I'm always crying.
It's hard for me when it's somebody I know personally, I think, more. Like, okay?
Yeah, sorry, distracted.
Like, sitting there, like, with my friend and watching her cry. Like, that hits. Anyways, okay. Well, that's not on that.
Okay.
Enough sadness.
So, Alyssa, on the last podcast, has been getting...
Guys...
a shit ton of scam calls.
No, I can't even tell you how many I got yesterday throughout the day. I can't even tell you.
So ridiculous.
My recent call history is all scam calls. And sometimes, because like I said, like we did the car insurance, the home insurance. Sometimes it is people like, hey, this is from Allstate, da 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 da. And I'll feel bad because I that happened on the last episode, right? I'll feel bad because I'll like open the phone being nasty. But most of the time, it's about car warranty. Oh, my God. So yesterday, my friend and I went into the city, and we're on our way home from the train station, and I got a call in the car. And I was like, all right, fuck it. I've been getting them all day. Now's my time to shine. One of my favorite hobbies.
Wait, so what time is this?
Around 5.
Oh, okay. No, because I can't stand when they call, like, after a certain time. Like, they can call my house at 8 o'clock at night. What the fuck are you doing calling my house at 8 o'clock at night? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Or when they call around dinner time, fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, to me, that's rude. My belly's going crazy, guys.
I don't think they care about rudeness at all. Because they're calling to take your money.
Yeah.
And run.
True. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. So, yeah. So, I get the call. I'm like, fuck it. Okay, answer. I love fucking with them. It's one of my favorite things to do. I think it's so funny. So, I answer the phone. This guy sounds like he is... 20 feet away from the fucking phone. He sounded like he was underwater. And he's talking to me and he's saying something about, hi, da, 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 warranty, whatever. I go, bro, you sound like you're underwater. Like, where are you? And I'm like, you sound like you're so far away from the phone. And he comes and he gets closer. And then I can hear him now. He's like, oh, is this better? I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, my microphone was backwards. I'm like, what the fuck? No, you were across the fucking room. And he goes, oh, I'm calling about the warranty. I said, oh, okay. And I need a Honda, da da da. I was like, no, I don't have that. I have a Lambo. My favorite thing to say. He's like, oh, what type? I don't fucking know types of Lambos. I made up some like random number letter combo, right? He's like, oh, you don't have a Lambo. I said, oh, and you don't have extended warranty. So it looks like we're in the same boat, huh? And he was laughing at me, like, when I was saying, like, bro, you sound like you're underwater. He was, like, giggling. He's like, ha, ha, ha. And so when he said that, I was just fucking cracking up. I can't even remember what happened after that, but I thought it was so funny. I'm like, yeah, you don't have extended warranty. He's like, oh, no, but I do. And then I forgot what happened. We were getting out of the car. I ended up hanging up on him, but it was really funny. And it's just my favorite things to do is just to fuck with them. But I don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, I'm getting them, like, 10 times a day.
You have to make sure you tell them, take me off your call list.
When brokers do, like, for the home insurance, like, do they go in and, like, put in all my information, right? That's probably what happened with the home insurance, too.
to get you the best rate.
I feel like that's why this is happening all of a sudden.
That sucks. Especially when you're going through a broker and not like online doing it yourself. You know?
I don't know. Or it could still just be the car ones. Or even my friend was like, "It's something's happening right now. I'm getting a fuck ton of them too." I don't know. But it's annoying too, because with the house stuff, they're doing it now. Yeah, where it looks like they're a couple towns away.
Motherfuckers.
I mean, now I know it's pretty much all scams, because like if somebody's calling me, it's somebody I already know now, because we have our team. It's not somebody random.
So you have the number stored in your phone and you know
right,
who it is, kind of thing.
Right, right. So anyways, yeah, I don't know what's going on. Let me know if you guys are dealing with this too, because it's fucking ridiculous all of a sudden. And I'm blocking every single number, but somehow they keep calling back from a new number.
Oh, yeah. I've done that before where it's like, say it comes 544-4321,
yeah.
Right? Then I'll like, please block take me it, off your call list or whatever. And then they'll call back 544-4320.
For
like
real.
One number off. For and real. Like, that's a thing. They just, with the computer, switch it to a different number.
And they all do this thing where I go, hello, hello, hello.
And then it connects.
And then they answer.
Yeah. I don't know, Liz. I don't know. But you know what that opens up the gates for?
Our emails today.
Yeah.
Yay.
Because we're going to do it, guys.
We're going to read your fraud and scam stories. Maybe I'll feel a little bit better about my stupid phone calls. Because I'm sure grandma and grandpa have caught into some shit.
It's funny because this very first one, which runs off my page so I can't read it, I see grandma right there. So like,
I know, it's a picture of grandma right in front of me.
Excuse me.
Poor grandma.
Why am I coughing again?
All right, so yeah, we actually guys email in. If you guys like this episode and you want to email in your story, please do so. Our email is agahmilpodcast@gmail.com, agahmilpodcast@gmail.com. You can also just go to our Instagram and hit the email button. So send it in, and send in whatever else you want as well. But today we're going to do this, and I'm really excited because it's been a while, and I think these are so fucking funny. Because now they're over and we can laugh about it. Okay. Fraud/scam story.
Okay.
Hi, ladies. I just finished the podcast asking for fraud emails, so I decided to write in about the times that both of my grandmas were almost scammed. Starting off with my mom's mom. She got a phone call one day from a scammer, and he says, "Grandma, I need help." And she was like, "Jimmy, is this you?" Which is her grandson. And the guy said, "Yes," and proceeds to tell a story about how he got into a car accident and broke his nose, but can't tell his parents, so my grandma's son and daughter-in-law. So he begs her for money, and luckily she was persistent on telling his parents because she didn't know if it was a scam or not, and she was just about to give him money, and he got frustrated and hung up. She was so close to giving him her card info and definitely got reprimanded by all of her kids for that one. The next story is pretty recently. So my dad's mom was getting calls from, quote, Amazon, and they were saying how she needed to give them her credit card and license number to get her Amazon package shipped. Well, my grandma is no spring chicken, and technology is definitely her weak spot. So right when he mentioned Amazon, she knew something was up. She never orders stuff, unless it's through a catalog. And then again, Amazon has no magazines. So he's hounding her for her information on the phone, and she almost starts crying. And it all came to an end eventually. So luckily, neither of them got scammed, but it sure did shake them up a little. Those are the only stories that I can remember of scam calls. But I attacked pictures of my cat. We call her a little pothead. And my grandma, who's 91. Keep up the great work on the vlogs and the podcasts. You beautiful ladies. Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Look at grandma with her flowers. The poor thing.
Listen, that's what they do. They go after the old people who just, they get nervous and they're like, "Oh, here you go."
Motherfucker.
See, but if he would have said Finger Hut, and Alyssa's like, "What the fuck is Finger Hut?" It's a catalog that we used to order from.
Finger Hut. It like, sounds like Pizza Hut.
If he would have said, you know, "Your order has to be shipped from Finger Hut. I need your credit card," she probably would have given
QVC.
It. You know?
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, Grammy's so cute.
Catalogs. That's the most wholesome thing I've ever heard. She's like, "Amazon? What's an Amazon?"
Well, I'm glad that both of your Grammys did not get scammed. But yeah, these motherfuckers scamming the older people. Such a shame.
He got lucky because she went, "Jimmy, is that you?" Leaves the person to just go, "Yeah." You're like getting in an Uber. I'm always like, "Who is this for?" And then they'll say, "Alyssa." Instead of walking in and going, "Is this for Alyssa?" And then they could just go, yeah.
Right.
Tip,
right.
If you guys are taking Ubers, always go, who is it for? And then make them say your name.
Smart cookie girl.
Yeah.
Smart cookie.
Oh, poor grandma. That's fucked up that they are pretending to get into a car accident, though. That's messed up.
Think about it, though. I mean, oh. You want to do anything for your kids, let alone your grandkids. Oh, my God. I can't imagine. I'm like, yeah, here, take it all. Here, just take it, Jimmy. Take it all.
Well, what would they have said if she didn't go, Jimmy, is that you? Like, what's their plan with that?
I don't know, because I'm not a scandalous.
Well, but like, I got into a car accident and I broke my nose. I need your credit card information. Like, what? No, grandma needs to come to the hospital. Talk about my credit card. So bizarre. Mm. She probably called their kids and was like, nope, he's right next to us on the couch, home.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
What were you just going to say?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Obviously, it wasn't important. Okay. Anyways. Well, I'm grateful that they did not. I'm happy that they did not get scammed. Okay. Hello, you two beautiful and wonderful ladies. I saw your story about things being stolen. So this is the same person who recently wrote in about the box springs falling onto the floor as my husband and I were doing the nasty. Anyways, back to the point of the email. So it was February 29th, 2020, approximately 11 p.m., 12 a.m. I can't remember the exact time. I had come home from my mom's house. I parked my car in my usual parking spot at my apartment complex. I went inside and I went to bed. My husband was out with his friends and came home later than I did. I woke up the next morning, took my dog outside to go to the bathroom, and as I'm letting him do his business, I see a FedEx truck in the spot where I had last seen / parked my car. At this point, I'm still waking up and I'm trying to make sense of everything. I called my husband because he had gotten up early to go to work with his dad, so I thought I'd ask him if he moved my car or something and forgot to tell me, or did tell me, but I was asleep and I didn't remember. I'm on the phone with him and I said, did you move my car this morning? And he replies, no, why would I? And that's when I felt my heart drop into my ass. I immediately hung up with him and called my mom hysterical. Like, what do I do? My mom rushed over to my house. Usually it's a good 30-minute commute. And let me tell you, this lady got to my house in approximately 15 minutes. I called my best friend who lived in the same apartment complex as we do. And she said I got onto a local Facebook group for missing vehicles and put my vehicle out there for people to look out for. We called the police and filed a missing vehicle report. We also found out that this is common in our apartment complex and that the apartment complex management team didn't cooperate with the police. I went to the apartment complex management team to see if they had a video footage from that day. Our apartment is gated, but the gate has only been down 4 times in the 3 or 4 years we've lived here. I asked someone and their response is, well, it sucks. And if you want our security footage, you'll have to get a subpoena. I left the meeting feeling defeated and I'm so upset that they weren't willing to help me. I called my insurance company and they got me into a rental car until I could find a new car. It was around 3 months later when I got this weird Facebook message from someone on Facebook that I didn't know. I didn't even read the message. I just blocked them. Well, then I got a text message from my best friend with the same guy reaching out to her. And I was like, hey, that guy reached out to me too. And she's like, yeah, because he knows information about your car. And I was so confused at first and I put it all together. Apparently, my car was involved in an accident and was totaled. It was taken by a junkie who took off my stickers I've gotten on trips that I've been on and my license plate. He changed the plates to a BMW and I had a Honda Civic at the time. The guy was the tow truck on the scene, and when he saw my car, he had remembered our Facebook post and reached out to me. I'll insert some of the photos of the car. I was a victim of identity theft at 18 years old.
Did you put pictures?
Oh, yeah, there they are. Wow. That's fucked up. So you live in a gated community and the gates happen to break, and then when the gates are broken, people's cars get stolen? Sounds kind of like an inside job, especially when they were like, so like, oh, if you want to see the footage, you got to get a subpoena. I don't know. That seems kind of suspicious.
The guy was the tow truck on the scene. He saw my car. He remembered our Facebook post and reached out to me.
She put it on Facebook in a missing car thing.
And he saw it.
When he went to pick it up as a totaled vehicle.
What are the odds of that? Wow. What happens? What do you do after that? Does insurance help you with that?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how it works with theft.
Oh my God, that's crazy. How did he get into the car? Just hotwired it?
I guess.
Holy shit.
That sucks.
That sucks because you live in a fucking gated thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm sorry. Okay, I got scammed. Hi guys, I was listening to the most recent episode and I remember the time that I got scammed. So a couple years ago, I went through a breakup and I was feeling lonely. So I decided I wanted to buy a dog. Oh God. A French bulldog, to be exact. I was just scrolling through Facebook Marketplace and a lady posted a French bulldog. I sent her a message asking for more details and, well, she responded and said, "This puppy was my daughter's dog. My daughter passed away a couple of months previously and looking for someone to give the dog as much attention as she gave him." And I was touched by the story and offered to adopt the dog. She was located about 2 hours away from me and sounded very legit. I even got to speak with her over the phone. We proceeded to explain how the dog would be delivered through a certified shopping service specialized for animals, and she offered to pay for the shipping costs. I paid the ladies $400 over a money order. A couple of hours went by, and she sent me a message saying that the dog was on the way. 3 hours go by, and I get a phone call from this, quote, shipping company, and they told me that the crate that the dog had been shipped in isn't safe for continuing in the shipping process, that I needed to spend more money, and that I would be refunded after I could return the crate. I would be refunded after I returned the crate after I got the puppy. I refused to send them any more money and to bring me the puppy. They refused. I called the lady back to explain, and she begged me to pay for the new crate so I could get the dog. I explained to her that I wasn't comfortable spending any more money because I agreed to $400 and not any more. She offered to pay half the crate fee to continue with the adoption, and I refused. I had a really bad gut feeling that this was all a scam, even the dog. I asked for my money back, and they said that I would only be able to get 10% of my money back. My dumbass 17-year-old self got scammed $400. The whole thing was a whole damn scam.
Ouch.
Ouch is right. Oh.
What would I have done?
Oh my God. It's fucked because she talked to the lady on the phone. It sounded like a legit story.
It's always the...
They probably had good pictures. For real. Why do they go so extreme?
I told you that PS5 thing that was going around for the longest time. Same exact pictures with different people posting the same thing. Playing on people's heartstrings.
Saying that their son died or something?
Yeah, like I bought this for my son, but he just died. Never got to play it. I just want to gift it to somebody. And then they want you to just pay shipping.
And then they'll get $20 out of you.
Right.
Wow.
Yep. That's...
This is why you just go to an adoption place and then just take the dog home with you.
And the one thing, I mean, which obviously she didn't know, but I would have made that 2-hour drive.
100%.
Never pay for goods ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
Like, you swap that money. When that dog arrived at your house is when you should have paid for that dog.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess also I've been scammed between Zane and those shoes, between the TVs that time. You know, like, I know now. No.
You learn.
I want the merchandise.
Right.
Then, or the puppy, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Then we'll exchange.
Now she'll never do it again.
Not beforehand. Lesson learned. You know?
Oh.
Sucks. So sorry. I got scammed too. Hello, sexy chicas. I love you both so much, but let me tell you how they tried to scam me in two different occasions. On the first one, it was really early morning, and I received a call from Mexico. Side note, my parents were in Mexico, so I assumed it was them using my aunt's landline. Anyways, I answered, and it was a guy pretending to be my uncle, and he was saying that he needed money because his car broke down, but not to tell my parents. And I said, "Oh, right, you don't want me to tell my dad because he's a cop, right?" Even though my dad's not a cop. And he hanged up so fast. The second time was they kept calling me and I haven't paid my electricity bill. And if I didn't pay the amount they were asking, they were going to cut out my electricity. And I said, go ahead, cut it. I don't need it anyways. So they got so mad, they kept calling me back and saying that I needed to pay. And I said, I'm only 16. How am I going to pay you if I don't have a job? This too was a lie. Okay, love you, bye. You're fucking so smart. Twice she was like, really? Oh, is that because my dad's a cop?
I love that. I'm going to start using those.
She's like a you. She's like a you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love fucking with them. It's my favorite thing. Hello, hope you're both doing well. I live in Queens, New York, and I've been a longtime viewer of Alyssa ever since she came up for the Canon G7X unboxing YouTube search. Oh my God, that's so old. This is the first time writing to the podcast because I finally have a story. It shows how much of a dumbass I was, but whatever. So August of 2020, my family and I were moving. Because I'm the oldest child, I hold all the passwords for some reason, and anytime there's a problem, I'm the first person that they go to. I also just so happen to handle all of the online orders that everyone in my family wants. Amazon, Best Buy, Wayfair, etc. They come to me. Move-in day, we had a bunch of packages that were scheduled to be delivered, but never came. So again, I was put in the position to figure it out. So I Googled the Amazon customer care number and I called, and that was not the correct number. Although the address on my Amazon account was correct, I was told that I had to buy a prepaid card at CVS to pay Amazon to change my address on their end. I gave them my password, username, and debit card information. Fast forward, they made me purchase a $50 Xbox card, and then I read the code on the card. So whoever it was just got a free Xbox card. My debit card info and my Amazon account information. I had to cancel my Amazon account and debit card, and this gets held over my head every day by my family because I was so stupid. In my defense, I was running around the house, helping the cable guy, and telling the movers where things were supposed to go in the house. Needless to say, I wasn't paying attention. This probably isn't a crazy story, but it taught me to stop doing so many things at one time and pay attention. Have a great rest of your day. I tried to space it out as much as possible.
Ouch.
Ouch, but also, like, your family can't get mad at you because now you're responsible for everything. You gotta order all their stuff, and now it's your fault?
And keep all the passwords and keep all that information. I mean, that's a lot of pressure for one
person. I'd be like, well, maybe if you would help me.
That sucks, though. That really sucks.
That's a tough one because, like, you really thought that they needed an Xbox card code to get your Amazon packages shipped or your address changed on your account?
Yeah.
That's a silly one. I'm going to say you were kind of silly for that one. But it's okay. It happened and we move on. At least it was only $50.
That sucks though.
Yeah, that does.
Okay, scam email. Hey guys, I live in Arkansas and when I was listening to your scam episode, I remembered I had a crazy one. So my mom took my sisters and I on a bike ride through Little Rock and it was about a 2-hour ride. She paid for three so we could stop and eat. Well, when we stopped to eat, I didn't realize I left my phone in my mom's basket of her bike. As soon as we got our phone, I realized and I realized and I ran out. And of course, it was gone. We were in a pretty decent area, a pretty decent part of Little Rock, so we were asking around and no one saw it. Well, my mom has Find My iPhone and we had the location where the SIM was taken out and followed it to his house. Stupid, right? I know. But we had my stepdad and mom, so we just followed the adults. And then we ended up talking to the guy's dad and that he lived with, and he said he went to work. We ended up going to the bar that he worked at, and my mom confronted him and showed him the location on her phone. He had to go to his girlfriend that was a waitress and get her birthday present back from her. Quote unquote birthday present. Needless to say, they were fighting when we left. I still laugh at this 8 years later because I could not imagine being in that situation. Hope you all got a good laugh and could follow along. I'm scatterbrained. Love you all so much. Thank you for creating such a safe place. Okay, love you. Bye.
Wait, awful for him, but so satisfying for you guys.
So satisfying. I, I think it's the worst for the girlfriend. Man steals somebody's phone to give her as a birthday gift.
That's that poor girl. Shit.
That poor girl, though. She must have been mortified. That ex-girlfriend.
Right. She had to have broken up with
ex-girlfriend. Like,
if that happened to you.
Oh, my God. No, because what are you showing me? You're showing me you're a fucking thief. No. Yeah. You are not my man's no more. I would rather you fucking make a rose out of a tissue for me.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to go steal somebody's phone and wrap it in a box and give it to me?
Oh.
Man, kudos to you, because that's some shit that, I mean, I would be like, oh, really? I'll go get it.
Kudos to your parents for being like, let's hop in the car. We're going to, I would do the same shit, honestly.
I mean, I would obviously make sure that I had somebody with me.
Wait, to be safe.
Yeah, but.
That would give me an adrenaline
fuck
rush.
Fuck out of here.
I'd be like, oh, I see that you have my phone, huh?
Oh my God.
That is so funny. Okay, hello, ladies. This is kind of long, sorry, but let's get into it, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
There have been so many things that I can write in about, but I think that y'all would find this one interesting, at least.
Oh, no, she has so many? That's sad.
Yeah. I've been scammed a time or two, or at least tempted to get scammed. I know family members and friends that have as well, and I went through the same card issue that you did with Liz, and a similar story as that couple did with the house deposit, but this is different. This was a few years ago, but it still gets talked about. It happened to my grandparents. Small, tiny background info. I live in Texas, and my grandparents live in California. This will make sense in a second. My grandma gets a call one day from, quote, me, saying that I need help and that my car had broken down. The person, who clearly wasn't me, was asking my grandparents to send them money, like crazy amounts, and giving them weird information, like how to send it and where to go. Well, my grandparents, being my grandparents, wanted to help, but were very confused. They asked whose number and phone they were calling from. They made up a story about how I lost my phone in this whole process. Side note, I would not be able to call my grandparents if I didn't have my phone. I don't even remember their number. Bad. I know. LOL. Anyways, my grandparents call my dad, and my dad tells them everything. So if something was going on, they would probably have known already. Okay. But they know that I am married with my own house and a stable job, and if I needed car help or money, my dad would help in a second. Especially because my dad is a nice car guy and lives super close to me. Is a car guy. It doesn't say nice. I don't know why I added that in there.
Because he probably is a nice car guy.
He's a nice car guy.
He's a nice car guy.
That's funny. Well, he explained to my dad what this person is saying, and my grandparents are super concerned for my safety. My dad goes, okay, hold on. Let me call her. He calls me while I'm at work, and nothing is wrong, and I have not contacted my grandparents at all. I tell my dad to tell my grandparents do not do anything and that they are getting scammed. He calls my grandparents to explain that I'm fine and not to contact these people back, but they are so concerned, they now think maybe it was my sister or a cousin. It was none of us. By the way, these people called a few times, and my grandparents ended up reporting them and their number, and I'm not sure what came from that, but they never called again. I called my grandparents after work, and here is what saved them from getting scammed. My grandfather is more level-headed at this point, and word by word explains this conversation that they had with the scammer. They almost fell for it until this person referred to them as grandma and grandpa while being on the phone. We don't call them that. Every one of us calls them Grammy and Papa. I only ever say grandma or grandparents when I'm speaking about them. Now, if these scammers happen to say Grammy or Papa, they would have sent these people money. All because of that tiny detail, they decided to question it, and I'm so glad that they did. This took them back a few days. They really thought that something was wrong with my sister or I. My family still talks about it to this day. It was a tad more dramatic than I made it seem because of the details that these scammers were giving and the amount that they were calling and what they were doing. But that wasn't the point of the story. I'm just glad that my grandparents dodged that bullet. Still crazy to think about. Sorry it was long. Thanks for reading, ladies. Love the cast. Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, love you. Bye. Wow.
These mofos trying to get these just, grandmas.
Just because the wording.
Yeah.
Grammy right. And Papa, you know?
Uh-huh.
Damn.
Good for them.
Yeah. Okay, Instagram hack / scam. Hey, ladies. I'm currently listening to the newest podcast after hearing the person talk about the Instagram hack scam. I thought I'd write in and share a story of one of my friends from high school who had their Instagram hacked and nearly lost her photography business. I can't remember when it happened, but within the past year, a friend of mine on her photography business Instagram account posted the exact same thing. Post about how she made so much money by doing X, Y, and Z, like the listener in the recent podcast. My friend, quote, posted proof, bank account statement, screenshots. She even uploaded a video of her talking about how everything was real and her followers needed to believe her.
How? Oh, because she believed the other friend. She was getting scammed, so she posted a video and was like, no, this is real, guys.
Oh, my God. This is what really happened. My friend has worked so hard since graduating high school in the last 3 years to build her photography business. Somebody was able to hack into her account and post all those things promising money. My friend somehow got in contact with the person who hacked into her account, maybe through a personal account, and they told her if she sent the video of talking about how real everything was, they would give her her account back.
Oh, there we go.
Wow. Well, she did it, and that didn't happen. The hacker then started posting pictures of cars, of a house, showing off what she bought with all the money she made. She had to make a whole new Instagram account. She tried contacting Instagram to get her account back, but they wouldn't help her. She lost years of hard work and the portfolio she was building. She even lost credibility and trust in some of her clients because they fell for the scam. She didn't let that get the best of her. She has since renamed her photography business and is continuing to strive. I hope this email makes sense. I'm quickly writing it before I get to work. Hope you ladies have an amazing day. Keep being you. Love y'all. Wow. So they fucking blackmailed her. They're like, oh, you want your account back? Just make a video saying this. You have your account back.
And they didn't even give it back.
And they didn't even. But now her followers were like, well, damn, it's not a scam because look at her. She's really doing it. Wow.
That's like that show. What was that show? Oh, my God. It was like a one season show. And the guy was like got kidnapped into a van. It was a brother, and he had a, like, what was that show? Do you remember that? It was, like, a few episodes, and it was gone. What the fuck was that? I don't even really remember the concept. But, like, the brother got kidnapped, and he had to make a video, and he was going to die.
Yeah.
What was that? You know what I'm talking about, right?
I do, yeah.
What was that show? I just totally forgot about that until right now.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But anyways, that reminds me of this. They're like, hold up this sign.
And if it got to a certain amount of likes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Damn.
That was like a big thing though. I totally just forgot about that show until like literally right now.
Wow, so did I until you said it. And then right? Immediately I was, as soon as you said van with the sign, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Oh. Well.
I'm so sorry that happened to your friend. That's fucked up. They go after people that actually have like legit, like they're using it for their business.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up.
I mean, that happened to me with one of our listeners. Mm. Like she kept contacting me and I was like,
like girl.
And then I did. I saw it on her Instagram of like, screenshots of bank accounts and how much money and what I'm buying. Stupid. And all this and that. I don't think I actually saw her do a video because hopefully, although maybe she did, I don't know.
Oh God, guys, but please don't do that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
People contacting you like, life hack, you can make this amount. No, there's no life hack. There's no life hack to just get like thousands of dollars into your bank account. Just don't believe it.
Yeah. I wish.
No, it's like it's not.
It's like a magic weight loss diet pill, too.
Exactly.
It's like if it was that easy, there would be no overweight people.
It's like, no, you need to work and you need to work out. There's no magic, unfortunately.
Oh, do I wish.
I know, right? But yeah, don't believe any of that shit. It always sounds like too good to be true. Or all the MLMs. Ugh, like, terrible. Okay. Scam. No thank you, David. Hey, listen, Jerry, let's cut to the chase. I was scammed. So, you know, those stupid shark slides that were advertised on TikTok? Like slides? Like for like slippers? Okay, I'll keep reading. Yeah, I wanted those bitches for my boyfriend and best friend so we can match, right? Wrong. I clicked on a TikTok named Basket. Do not fall for this ad on TikTok. Anywho, so I'm like, oh, it's on sale for $7.99. Score. Let me get us some. They look like the fish slides.
Yeah, they're like, yeah.
Like those fish sandals. I've never seen that.
I've never seen them either, but I mean, they're cute.
Okay, so she found an ad.
Okay.
She said it's called Basket. Don't fall for this ad on TikTok. Okay, so she's like, oh, it's on sale for $7.99. Score, let me get us some. It goes through, etc. Oh, it's shipped. Okay. Then it asks for a request to change address. Me not noticing. If it meant the post office, if it meant the post office or some shit. What? Then, come Monday, it says it was delivered and never got it. I check and it says Gilbert, West Virginia. I email the company Basket and never get a reply. So I move forward to UPS and they're like, yeah, it went to someone named David. So I'm like, who the fuck is David? And then I called my bank, closed my debit card, and now I'm getting a new one. This is my first time getting scammed and I will never click on an ad again on TikTok. Love you, ladies. Bye.
That's fucked. You know, it reminds me of a story.
What?
Aaliyah last year.
What?
She got scammed. She bought her Halloween costume. Because, what was that show? Yeah, scammed.
Hold on.
Games? Squid Games? Squidward?
Squidward! Squid Games, yes.
Squid Game.
Squid? Right? Squid Games?
Squid. Yeah, I think it's Squid Games. Anyway, you guys know that show. But Aaliyah...
That was a fad, huh? People fucking...
Aaliyah wanted to be...
She never got it, huh? It was like
she never got
bucks.
It. It was like $60-something dollars with the tax and shipping. They followed up with the... Same thing like this. Followed up with an email, da-da-da, here's your shipping number, everything. Never came. And then I was like, we kept checking back, never came, it was shipped, it's whatever. So it says, if you don't receive it by this date, we can refund your money, request a refund. So we had to wait, I think it was... whatever, 6 weeks, which by that time Halloween was over, whatever. So she's like, oh, look, Ma, it's the 6 weeks. Can we go for a refund now? Like, request a refund. And when we went on the website, down.
Oh, my God.
So they must have did that to everybody, made it like, oh, yeah, sure, we'll issue a refund. You have to wait the 6 weeks. Like, that was their rule, their policy. It looked legit, and the website is gone.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought she just ended up like returning it or something.
Nope. Never got it.
I thought it was a site that she said like everybody was ordering from.
It was.
Oh my gosh, they probably made so much money.
And she checked with me because one of the other ones she came with, to me, it was like obviously a scam. And this one and the way they followed up and it had like legit looking shit. And nope.
So they set up a whole website with like Shopify and everything. Like that's a big deal. Like that's a hard thing to do.
And they did it. And you think of how big Squid Games was. Everybody and their mother wanted to be Squid Games.
Right.
And think of all the money they had. Yeah. So she learned. So now she's really... And listen, me too, because I thought it was a legit website.
What was the site? Was it like an official like SquidGamesApparel.com kind of thing?
It was Squid Games... the word universe was in there.
Okay.
Was
it promoted on like the Squid Games like Instagram? Like, wow.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
I don't think so. I don't remember how she found it, but I remember her showing me a few and I was like, you know, like because I've been scammed, like I tend to be a little cautious, but just like this person said, with the everything looked legit. I got the email, the confirmation, the shipping, everything else.
You didn't dispute it with the credit card?
No,
it was too far gone. Yeah, you definitely probably still can.
Poor girl.
You probably try. Definitely dispute it. That's what credit cards are for. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they protect you.
Her debit card. Poor thing barely makes any money, and it was her debit card. Yeah,
that happened to me once.
Really?
With a brand deal.
Mm-hmm. What?
I worked with a company. It was Magnetic Lashes. Seemed like, from the messages I got, a decent amount of people purchased from them. I really liked them. They worked great. Seemed like a legit company. Paid me and everything. And people were like, I paid for this and the website is gone. Yeah.
No.
You remember that happening to me?
I remember something.
It was called like Valentina Jolie or some shit like that. Valentina Lashes or something.
Wow.
Yeah. So like people order from it. I was so embarrassed. I've never been more mortified in my life. I was like, oh my God, nobody's going to trust me ever again. Like I thought this was a legit company, you know? And now like I will only ever, like I'm so fucking cautious now. Like that's so, so cautious. Like I won't work with any company that looks like a little scammy or a little like, you know, weird to me. Mm-hmm. I'll only work with like legit companies that I know like other influencers have worked with and stuff mm-hmm. to make sure it's like a legit thing. But yeah, people ordered and they had a my old agency that I was with at the time. They're like, all we can do is tell them to dispute it with their credit card company.
Damn.
It was so awful. I felt awful. I felt so bad. Luckily, it wasn't, like, a really expensive thing, and it was just, like, a pack of lashes.
Right, right.
But still, like, to me, like, that hurts because I'm you. Yes. Like
you're representing it. You're mm-hmm. putting it out there.
Yes. That's... I'm very cautious about what I promote. I only promote things that I like and that are legit. And so when that happened, I was, like, so, like, hurt.
Damn.
I was like, oh, my God, nobody's going to trust me ever again.
I hope everybody got their money back or, like, disputed it.
I hope so, too.
Charges were reversed.
I'll never, ever, ever work with, like, a weird one-off company again unless I know it's, like, legit. I'm very, very cautious.
Fuck.
I know. I forgot about that story, actually, until you said, oh, yeah, the website was just gone. And I was like, oh, my God,
which I forgot about that story until you just read this story about the shock slides.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I forgot about that. Yeah, because Aaliyah was like, oh, yeah, it hasn't come. It didn't come in time. Da-da-da.
Yep.
It probably happened where, like, people thought it was legit because it looked legit. They probably used Shopify and everything and made it look real. And then everyone was like, yeah, I'm ordering mine from here. Yeah, I'm ordering mine from here. And then it just created, like, wow, they probably made so much money.
And there were ones that were offering the costume so much cheaper. And I said to her, Lee, you got to watch out for that. Like, just like she said with the slides, you know, if they're normally $30 slides and somebody's offering $7.99.
Right.
You know, so I would tell her. And this one really looked legit. Like, yeah. I was mad because, like, I said, no, this one looks good, Aaliyah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Damn. You gotta go, like, on the legit, like, if it's promoted on their Instagram, like, their legit apparel website.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, like, Party City or something. Like, a legit brand.
Damn.
I bet Party City had the costumes too.
They were just sold out.
That makes sense.
And
yeah,
so is Amazon. These people are like, Amazon was sold out.
So these people were like, oh, let's pretend we have them in stock and a bunch of people will order it because it's their only option. And we'll tell them that we'll refund them if they don't get it.
Right. Motherfuckers.
Assholes.
Okay. Venmo scam story. I don't know if you're going to be going to do another episode, but I wanted to write in after listening to the most recent. We did. Here we are.
And I want to do another one, so send more, guys.
Yes. This is a pretty short story, but I never thought I would fall for an internet scam. One day last summer, I got a Venmo request from my boyfriend asking for $50 with the caption of, 50 for gas, please, ASAP, I'll pay you when I get back. I accepted pretty quickly because he was on his way to golf with his friends, and I thought they had to stop for gas and needed money for some reason. I really didn't question it. I texted him after and asked why he needed money, and he was confused because, well, it wasn't actually him. Someone changed their entire Venmo profile to look exactly like his with the username, took his profile pic, and everything. They ended up requesting money from 3 people on his friends list, and 2 sent the money. The other didn't because he was actually with them. After, I could see the account kept changing to different people's usernames and different pictures, so they were definitely doing it to way more people. We couldn't get back the money from Venmo, but I'm glad it was only 50 and not something more. Be aware, if someone requests money from you out of the blue, even if you think it's someone close to you, text them and confirm first. Thank you for reading my story. Okay, love you, bye.
This would have worked on me.
It would have.
If it looked like Zane's account, and he's like, please, quick, I'll pay you back when I get home, I would have just done it. Maybe I would have called him and be like, where the fuck are you that you need $50 for gas and what's going on? But this worked because he was out with his friends, and golfing. She was like, shit, let me help him quick.
Yeah. Oh.
I would have done that.
Yeah.
Even like if my mom was like, quick, can you help me? I need something. But then I would have been like, why didn't you text me? I don't know. Or like call me. I probably would have fell for this though. That's good to know. Now I'll be like extra cautious if someone like Venmo requests me.
And that's the one thing I don't like about Venmo is that they have like, sorry, it's your responsibility. Like, no, yeah. I mean, people have gotten scammed. We've read ones about people getting scammed and nobody ever gets their money back. They're like strict like that. Like, and I think you have to confirm twice, right? Is that Venmo where you gotta hit it twice?
I don't think so. It's quite easy for me to send people money.
Oh. But yeah, Venmo should stand by there.
Yeah, like PayPal, like, right?
Yeah.
They would like give you your money back or something. Yeah.
Like, dispute it and, like, try to get it back, but that's messed up.
But I get it. They're like, it's not our responsibility what you're sending and sending back. We're not going to pay you back for it. It's not, like, protected, like a credit card or something. Mm-hmm. Oh. Interesting.
Wow. I'm sorry for every one of you who got scammed or grateful that for the ones that didn't.
Yeah.
You know? Damn, man. There's all kinds of fucking shady people in this world.
No, that Venmo one is good to know, though. Because you could think it's legit and it's not. Interesting. Well, thank you guys so much for writing in. I think these are quite interesting and I think they're quite informative also to like help everyone. So absolutely. If you want to send in more, please do so. Send in any type of scam, stealing, whatever kind of story. You guys know the email. I won't bombard you again. Thank you so much for listening. My voice is going hoarse. It's time to go. See you on Monday.
Okay, love you. Bye.